Well, there's a fight going on between the Northern Territory Land Councils, the Northern Territory Government and the Federal Government, and it's continuing as all three parties have failed to agree on how a total of $1.1 billion should be allocated for housing in remote Aboriginal communities. The Land Councils feel they should have more power in the funding of remote housing. However, the NT Government yesterday handed the leases for 44 communities back to the Federal Government. Kevin Suarez spoke with Walter Shaw, CEO of Tangentiere Council, who responded to the standoff between the Territory and Federal governments.
Look, I think it's disgraceful how both governments are acting. This housing money is flagged for housing needs with Aboriginal communities that are in despair of standardised housing territory-wide.
And what is the current conditions of the housing in regional and remote Aboriginal communities right now?
I think a lot of work has to be done. We need to alleviate overcrowding within these Aboriginal communities, whether it be at the remote level or the townships, the town camps included in that. For both NT and federal governments to have a political stash and go to war with Aboriginal housing money. You know, Aboriginal people now in a position where the housing should be provided and gifted back to Aboriginal people to run a new housing system and a community housing model in its own right, Kevin.
And right now, what kind of issues are facing the community when it regards to housing?
So the $550 million that was committed by Minister Scullion in April 2018, which was to be matched by the Northern Territory Government with an extra $550, $1.1 billion over a 10-year plan. There's a certain level of uncertainty post 30th of June 2019, which isn't a few months, and there's just uncertainty. There's high anxiety from organisations such as Tangentiere Council that had established a Central Australian Affordable Housing Company that's been operational over 8 years and has worked closely with the Northern Territory Government in public housing. We also run a social enterprise with repairs and maintenance. So there's a raft of issues that are at question with the money and the allocation of the $1.1 billion post 30th of June. This approach undertaken by Minister Scullion is going to set housing backwards, and there's no future in terms of Aboriginal housing if it's not dispersed through the Northern Territory Government. We know that Minister Scullion has got ideological views in terms of allocating the $550 million from the Feds directly to the Land Councils. Tangentiere Council is an organisation that is constituency-based and represents the views of the 15 town camps of Alice Springs. So, you know, Tangentiere wants to see an equal footing with negotiating with both the NT and federal government with how housing needs are going to be met throughout the 10 camps. But I think if no agreement is met pre-30th of June, Aboriginal people are going to be collateral damage in a political stash between the NT and federal government, Kevin.
What do you think is the best solution for this issue?
Look, I think both governments should come to an amicable agreement and provide the $1.1 billion, meeting it at the Northern Territory government level. I don't think the land councils have got the capacity to oversee housing services post 30th of June 2019. I think there are a number of developments occurring at the Northern Territory government level seeks to identify local decision-making agendas for Aboriginal communities to have Aboriginal control to allow Aboriginal people decision-making powers and decision-making rights. This falls on supporting Aboriginal people in the housing space, Kevin.
If the funding went straight to your council, what would you do with that?
We have always had an aspirational vision with establishing the Central Australian Affordable Housing Company. So what we'd do is we would set up a community housing model, operated through the community Central Australian Affordable Housing Company. Ultimately, Tangentiere Council would be seeking the Housing Management Authority, so Tangentiere would play a key role with the provision of housing. Not only that, we would have a renewed focus around adopting a community housing policy, you know, and bringing the existing housing stock of the town camps up to standardised living conditions, and looking at rebuilds and refurbishments throughout the 15-10 camps, Kevin.
Kevin Suarez there with that report, and that was Walter Shaw, CEO of the Tangutere Council, ending that report.